Death protest. A family in Mombasa is seeking justice after their 20-year-old son tragically lost his life during the Anti-Finance Bill 2024 demonstration. Emmanuel Giggs Tata, a second-year student at the Meru National University, lost his life after inhaling tear gas lobbed by the anti-riot police officers who were trying to disperse protesters at the Mwembe Tayari bus stage. Paul Tata, father of the deceased, said his son didn't have any underlying health condition but found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Paul travelled to Mombasa to collect fees from his dad and was not in the demonstrations. The father said he was informed that a tear gas canister fell near him and he started complaining of chest pains before he fainted. I was called from work and rushed him to hospital where he was pronounced dead. I want justice for my son because he is the first and the only boy child, said the father. He was tear gassed and faint. He urges the president to dialogue with the young people who have nothing to lose but their parents. I have painstakingly educated him only to lose him at 20 years. They would kill me. I have lived enough but not a child of 20 years, said Emmanuel's father. He described his son as an obedient child and well grounded in religion as he was a staunch member of the Christian Union. Daniel Nzumba, uncle of the deceased, said they are saddened by yesterday's events and their hearts are bleeding as they didn't expect the death. Nzumba said Emmanuel had a lot of potential. He was sent home to look for fees. His father is a Juakali worker living from hand to mouth and has been paying fees in installments. Emmanuel is one kid that the family had a lot of expectations in. He was very humble and we all knew he would lift the parents from the Juakali life to at least a substantial way of living, said Nzumba, appealing to the government to dialogue with the young people. On his part, Director of Muslim for Human Rights, Mahari, Khelif Khalifa termed the incident as painful for the family. We are all hurt to lose a 20-year-old university student for no apparent reason. Police and the government should learn to respect lives. They have yet to learn the values of lives. For police to use live ammunition aiming demonstrators, it means they aim to shoot and kill. Why? What crime have they committed? This is not the first or the last case, said Khalifa. He added that the president should use state machinery to nab and take to court people they suspect are funding the demonstrations. If anybody was funded to cause chaos that is a criminal offense, take him to court. We will see that person, he said. Chairperson of the Coast Civil Society Network for Human Rights, CCSNH, Zedekiah Adeka, urged the president not to assent to the finance bill, 2024, regardless of the timelines. We should not sink the nation because we feel we have to do what we think. Take time and listen to the voices of Kenyans, said Adeka, calling for thorough investigations on what transpired on Tuesday. The deaths, abductions and arrests must be done through and in line with the law. What holds us as a nation is the Constitution. Let's follow the law. Do not do writs that will sink this nation, including all institutions of security. If you have to call in the Kenya Defense Forces, KDF, it must follow the law, stated Adeka. Law Society of Kenya, LSK, Coast Representative Elizabeth Wanjeri urged the government and its agencies to be measured in dealing with unarmed protesters. We ask the government that it is high time that they address the issues and stop using a lot of force on the protesters, said Wanjeri.